And welcome, y'all, to Black of the Berry. I am Dean, baby. That over there is the Madman Los. And is there an attack on masculinity? Hold on. Is there an attack on femininity? Or is it just a bunch of broke bitches and broke men fucking out there just complaining because they can't find nobody? We'll find out today.
Entertain that. I like that. I like that.
That's the angle it has to come from, I believe.
Where do you want to drive this first, though? Who you want to come at first? You want to come at the broke niggas first? You want to come out? How you want
to? Excuse me. Well, I meant to say broken men.
Okay.
Broken men and broken women.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so, I do believe that there is a twofold conversation.
Absolutely.
So one, when we talk about, if you want to talk about toxicity. That is going to be one conversation we're going to have today.
Right.
First, let's talk about just attacks.
Right? Okay.
On masculinity and attacks on femininity.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that there is an attack on femininity.
No.
I believe that that's actually on an uprise.
I feel like there's a inner divide, though, between femininity.
There is. There is, but then that's... Mm-hmm. The women's issue to figure out.
Absolutely.
It's not for me to be having a conversation on femininity.
I
know there are certain aspects that we as men we tap into with certain things in regards to femininity when it comes to being empathetic and fucking like, you know,
compassionate,
all that. Basically going to your feelings, which is not a bad thing. We should acknowledge that kind of stuff.
Right, absolutely.
But besides that, how they want to attack that, that's their business. But the what's going on masculinity, I believe, just from a national standpoint or a worldwide standpoint, I don't understand why we want to make men so docile. When did it become cool for men to be weak? Listen. Like, this is the world we're living in where, like, everyone gets an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always something for something. No one has any kind of accountability. And a lot of times, you're seeing this happening from grown-ass fucking men.
And... you see it when they say
incel groups come to mind.
I didn't even know that they can say that you can weaponize, like, you know, what the masculinity. You know what I mean? And that's like my thing where they coming after the whole thing with Tate and all people like that. It's like he's weaponizing masculinity to these young boys and these young men of the world and like of United States, you know, but of the world because he's kind of like global. But yeah, I'm like. I don't even know you can even like.
So I have a
question. Obviously, I think you can weaponize masks because you know you can ship young boys to do anybody you want. But it's like, I feel like I don't really get that from.
So with the whole Andrew Tate thing, right? Like the way he made his money on the back end, allegedly with those women and stuff, because he hasn't been charged, actually been found with anything, but they try to keep him in jail still, trying to collect more evidence. So he allegedly was human trafficking, sex trafficking. He has said some wild shit about why he lives in Romania, so he can do crime and whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, like, you know, what? But then he alluded to it being fast cars, whatever the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen to what he's talking about, just of men being men, right? I'm not an Andrew Tate follower, but I watch YMH.
Right.
And I was introduced to Andrew Tate through Tom and Christina. They interviewed him, so I was able to learn some shit, and you kind of hear some shit. Effectively, he just wants to tell, like, he was scheming some dudes.
Mm-hmm.
He was scheming them with this Hustler University. I think that's an absolute hilarious thing.
Yeah. That's different, though. That's because it's like,
That's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
But when you're just listening to what he's saying in regards to, like, you should be working out. You should be willing to fight even if you can't fight. You should be willing to fight even if you get your ass kicked. And also, too, you should hold yourself to a higher standard. No one gives a fuck about your complaints as a man. Like, let's get the fucking ball rolling. And saying that as a man nowadays has been demonized, not only by other men, but loudly by other women. Like, I don't, like, first of all, shut up. Like, and what I mean by shut up is just, like, yes, there are certain times when you need to be soft with men. Absolutely, 100%. I'm not gonna sit here and act like there isn't times that we need.
I'm a fucking rock 100%. Creature.
100%. No, but we're programmed to go.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean. Like we're programmed to go. So it's like you get nurtured, but also we go at the same time.
Right.
And I feel as if that's why most motherfuckers now are all kind of. Out of whack is because it is being publicly promoted and publicized of just making men just weak. Like, I don't know if it comes down to the diets, like the amount of motherfuckers who can't do a push-up or a pull-up anymore. Like, when you're
It's everything. You look at it. If you really look at it, because you look at schools, the physical system is not how it was.
And it's promoted.
Right. The school, what they eat is not as, and you think about a lot of diets going on right now where it's not like where meat is taken out of the diet. So you're going to have all multiple phases where it's like.
What our parents did for gym and what we did for gym were two different things. And what our grandparents did for gym and what we did for gym were two different things. They used to have legit, like,
but it's like shit a trickle down. Classes. I feel like it's a trickle down. Like, as generations going on, it's been.
They're just
like,
making them weaker. But yeah. Why? But the thing is, in the world we're in today.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because if we breed in sheep, right? There's going to be less chance of them. Of one of them being like a wolf, you know what I mean? Like, there's gonna be we're not gonna have no real alphas if we just hurt. If we just, you know, making the generations weaker and weaker and weaker. There's less chances of those, you know, outliers, those kids that's just like they got it in them. You know what I mean? Like,
it's you know what I mean? We're snuffing out dogs,
right? That's basically what I was getting.
Snuffing
at.
It out, like basically it's. But I don't think that society realizes what they're asking for with that. Because guess what? If we got a fucking war popping off,
we got no.
You need some dog ass men, and right. I understand people are gonna be like, "Well, what about women?
Women got that dog in them too.
They do.
They do.
They're killers as well.
Yeah. But
what I'm saying is, in combat,
mm-hmm.
or like these physical roles,
right? We can do infantry.
You give me a Navy SEAL woman versus a Navy SEAL man. Who you think is coming out of that?
A man. I'm sorry.
But we're snuffing that out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we don't need to raise up the Amazonian woman. Like, if there are women who have, like, may lean towards a more masculine side of things. And in regards to, like, you know, they may like to be a little bit more physical, like, aggressive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they it may be more.
Girls that play football and shit.
Like, you know, like, you know, and, like, in the shit. Like,
right.
Like, those girls on the basketball court, like, those D1 basketball player women.
Yeah.
Like, they got that, like, oh, they're looking to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We need to raise them up too. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And they will also too be able to kill men. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is you can't snuff out men. Like, you're trying to take out everything that makes a man in society. Like, there is just the basic shit. Like, the fact that the amount of men that go out with their families that can't do anything to protect their families. Like, on a base level.
That's the worst part. About it.
Because what I mean by it is they wouldn't even be willing to it. So let's take away the fact of, like, you know, can fight, can't fight, whatever. Let's just talk about if you will fight or you won't fight.
Can't.
There's a lot of won't fight motherfuckers. Get in the car, honey. Let's get out of here. What's going on?
Like, no, obviously.
When did that become acceptable?
No, but obviously there's a time and a place, right? So I will say that there's time to choose battles and whatever.
But what I'm saying
but situation that comes down to it, you're not willing to defend your family?
When did it become vastly acceptable for men to have families and not be able to protect their families?
And
be able to provide for their families.
Oh, well, see, now you're doing the two-piece. Like, you know what I mean? That's man's whole purpose in life, you know what I mean?
Like, when did when did that shit become accepted? Like, when did it become glorified?
But that to me, that's what, isn't that what manhood is based off of?
Protected and provided.
You're right. You know what I mean? So it's like, we can't do those.
But, and I know there's gonna be some people sitting there like, well, I'm a stay-at-home dad and yada, yada, yada. Listen.
He plays his part, though.
There are two kinds of stay-at-home dads, right? There are the dog stay-at-home dads who are still dudes.
Right.
But you just happen to stay at home because, I don't know, she makes stupid amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But.
You might do some cool shit on the side.
But you're contributing something to this household besides just taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're doing something else. I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe you always got a new home repair. Maybe you're always building a new house on the shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but you're doing something else besides the fucking kids.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you're evening this bitch out. And
mm-hmm.
in the scheme of things, like, man, like, you know, when shit goes down, she's looking like, well, how are we moving this?
Right.
Depending on what, you know what I'm saying?
She comes completely codependent on you.
Like, it's a team aspect, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then on the TikTok machine, we're seeing these glorified fucking stay-at-home dads who look like bitches. And this is the shit I'm talking about. Like, when did this shit become cool?
Never been
cool. And here's the thing. Like, if I was a flamboyant gay guy, I would be wanting to shoot hands with these niggas. Because they are out here violating y'all name.
Oh, my God.
They violating their name, bro. They out here hella gay, able to be with a chick, stay at home, and do nothing all day and complain about it.
Gay people could do that, too.
Them niggas gotta go to work. Everybody gotta work in the crib. Everybody gotta work in the crib. Oh, nobody.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Two niggas. Ain't no kids. Ain't no kids.
Two niggas.
Ain't no kids. You're right. You're right. Come ain't no on, kids. Son. Yeah, you're
or
right.
Or even they got kids. In that case, maybe one of them stays. You're but right. It's. Yeah. Listen, I'm talking about these motherfuckers. Right. Like, I feel as if it's intellectual property that's being stolen from the flamboyant gays.
The IPs.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be mad as hell. The IP is getting fucked up out here.
And losing the IP.
Because, so for instance, right? Here's the shit that I'm finding crazy, right? Mm-hmm. You find these soft-ass fucking, these soft-ass heterosexual men, mm-hmm. right? Now, let's take a flamboyant gay guy. If you put them in a fight, that gay guy's whipping that motherfucker's ass.
Honestly,
10 times out of 10.
Honestly?
10 times out of 10.
I might put my money on the gay dude. I might.
But why?
That sass might turn into like some feisty shit.
Now, here's the question. Why is it that this dude has the dog in him, but this one doesn't? And this one's producing kids. I'm not saying that this one's not. He could be. The flamboyant one could be. We're not going to say he's not. But I'm saying not more times out of not. You know this one's producing kids. He's producing soft-ass kids. Why is that? There's no fight. There's no nothing. And it's promoted. Like, yes, you want us to be in touch with our softer side. But you need a motherfucker who's got a little something in him.
Right.
And if he don't got a little something in him, don't have kids with him.
He got to be a little crazy.
Even if he can't. Once again, we're not.
Got to be a little crazy.
We are taking away traditional, if you can fight, can't fight, right?
Right.
Because, like, my father is not someone who has ever stepped a foot into a gym or did any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some shit in the street or whatever the case may be, so he can tell you he does that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter if the motherfucker was the size of Shaq or the size of my father. Whenever me and my mother went out, we felt safe. Because we knew Maurice would blow this bitch up.
And he's crazy.
He will blow this bitch up.
And he's crazy.
It don't matter. Like, all right, sir, like, you got the black belt. Okay, he's going to talk you down. And I promise you, he's going to come back. And he's going to, we're going to find out if you can put a Kimura on this fucking,
shotgun.
On this bullet. We're going to see.
On the shotgun, nigga.
On the shelves.
Yeah. Armbar this, nigga.
Like, you know what I mean? He's not, like, but he is the willingness. Even in his age today, like, they'll be going out or whatever. And I'll be like, yo, you got to relax, bro. He can't be woken by your mother like that. I'm like, he just walked by. Well, he saw her standing there. Relax, bro.
Yeah.
There's none of that no more.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's
the
on us.
The woman has the dog. And then she's writing checks that he can't cash.
The woman dog is different, though. It's different, though. You know what I mean? Like, the woman to child bond is different. You know what I mean? So it's like that protective shit
I'm talking about with the different. Two of them. I'm talking about with the woman and the man. Like, right. You're getting these, like, it's a different. And I'm not talking about being soft spoken and quiet. Like, I'm not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the character trait of just being a bitch.
Oh, that is that.
And that is being promoted for men.
Yeah. It's almost an accolade for men.
Oof. Why?
I don't know. I don't want that shit on my resume. Fuck out of here.
And it's worldwide. In Western culture.
Well, I think it's just also like, you know, it's sometimes it's a quality of life and that happens to do.
Quality of life shouldn't make you want to be a bitch.
Not being a bitch, but it makes you more, it can make you more docile. Like, you're not, you don't experience certain things if you move in a different space. You know what I mean? So it's like, you may not have to never throw hands. So it's like, you know, you never had to defend yourself because you was tucked up in some part of French Canada and living life.
So maybe throwing hands is a bad example. But just being, like, I feel as if society has gotten into this weird.
It's the pussification of America. We know that.
No, but I think it's the pussification of Western civilization.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, it's a pussification of Western civilization.
Oh, okay.
Like, especially with the men. Like, it's just, think about, like.
I don't think so, man. This nigga Tate got Tate Warriors. He got motherfucking, it's like a cult following with this
no,
nigga.
But that's, that's some internet shit that mainstream is trying to push down. I'm saying what I feel gets pushed. Like,
oh, okay.
This is going to sound crazy. So besides The Rock, name me another big action star.
Besides The Rock, you could say Vin Diesel. You could say Mark Wahlberg. He's
a little older now. Mark Wahlberg does a whole bunch of stuff.
Like pure action,
but like adult, like damn. where is the big badasses anymore?
The nigga, the Jason Momoa. He does a lot of stuff too, though.
Yeah, like
he does a lot.
Like stuff. I mean, but like, where is the? So we got the Creed movies coming out. Right. Like that's a good, but I mean, like, where is the? What happened to Spike TV?
Yeah, I used to love that shit.
Like just stupid shit. Like I mean, like there was nothing even on Like, yeah. And I guess what I'm getting at is there's nothing to entertain.
Oh, so you don't see you don't
sophisticated
really...
Neanderthal man.
I see.
You and I are sophisticated Neanderthals.
Right.
Yeah, we are perfectly fine in civilized society.
Right.
But in the confines of our own home, we want to watch some fucked up shit and laugh at some fucked up shit.
I enjoy watching two
if it's inappropriate, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to feed that.
Yeah. Sports is the only thing.
That's it.
That's the only thing.
But I mean, entertainment-wise.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then even your sports stars—they're becoming bitches too.
Oh, don't do it. I know one person you're gonna come after. Just leave him alone.
Who? Which one?
Don't leave him alone. Just leave him alone. I ain't gonna say his name because they ain't gonna come after him. Leave him alone, man.
Who? Odell?
No, Odell. My boy Kai.
Kyler?
Kyrie.
Kyrie's got like. Kyrie is the definition of just like a prima donna.
Okay.
Like he just can't help himself be a distraction. I'm not gonna fuck him.
Right. Anyway.
So but there's like what entertainment is there just to
no, you're right. There is no like now I'm thinking about it, like, wow, there is no real like
we got so you gotta think 50 for BMF.
Yeah,
but that's not like oh, this is like...
No, I know what you mean. Because like,
you know what I mean? Like a,
back in the day, there was more action movies. You know what I mean? There was more like the Steven Seagals, the Jackie Chans, all those guys, the Jason Statham's and all that shit like that. Like all those shits. It's like
there was nothing.
Yeah, you don't really see a lot of them shits like
Shaft,
that.
Shaft! We got nothing!
Yeah. Damn. I didn't think about it.
So I mean, there's nothing to... Yeah. That's why we watch anime.
Yeah.
Because we get like, all right, cool, like this is... blood, guts, and gore, like, and just in the simplest form. It has a good story, but we're talking about fighting and violence and yada, yada, yada. Like, mm-hmm. you pick up what I'm putting down with it.
Right.
Now, that's one conversation on why they're trying to make men pussies. I don't understand it. It's not going to end well. Allegedly, it's, you know, hey, does that also come down to, you know, what they want to do in regards to, you know, New World Order type shit that they've already been putting down? Hey, whatever, we won't get into that today. But now we want to get into the original topic of this, the main event, the thing that you want to get into.
What?
This attack on, so this so-called toxic masculinity, toxic femininity.
Well, I always wanted to get on your take because I know you wanted to get on some of the bitterness that's around, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's sometimes like that's a lingerer before, because I think that the toxicness goes into people's perception. The bitterness ruins their perception and thus becomes more things become toxic. You know what I mean? Because they're so bitter and fucking broken that they fucking like everything is toxic when it's just like a normal reaction. You know what I mean? So like I know that you have a bone
I have a bone for a few things and a few people. So
types of people.
Yeah, types of people is what I'm saying. Excuse me. So when it comes to toxicity, right, it's true. There are definitely toxic men and toxic women. Absolutely. But my question becomes, how do you people always find them?
Mm-hmm.
How do they always find you? So is it them? Yes, it's them. But is it also you?
Yeah, and that's my thing, too. It's like, okay, yes, you attract who you attract. But then it's like, if all these shits happen, then is it a common denominator?
You,
like
you. What are you allowing to happen? What do you continue to do? What are you just allowing your space? That is all indicative on you. And then y'all get online, and then you you trash men, you trash women, you make these overgeneralizations, and then you wonder why no one ever wants your ass. Yeah. Why would anybody want to reproduce with something so hateful on either side, men or women? Because I'm coming at both of you. Because that's another thing, too, is like both sides who yell at toxic men and yell at toxic women, they both don't talk about, like, they both share a common accord. Like, just lump them all together and call the day. But they don't want to do that because they want to sit here and stand on this, like, little, like, once again, it all comes down to tribalism. And people not truthfully being able to think for themselves. And then, and also, too, we don't live in a society that there is no actual accountability within our society anymore.
Yeah, that's number one.
From top to the bottom. Everybody's a victim. So it's like, why can't I find a woman? Why can't I find a man? Well, because look at what this woman just did. Look at what this man just did. It's all you. And then when someone's trying to be nice to you, you're fucking like...
Yeah, that's the crazy... And that's the thing. It's like, it's like a weird space we're in, dude. Because like you said, like, and someone's trying to be nice to
both sides.
You like lash out. And it's like, this is just a normal reaction. They're just holding the door for you.
God
like,
forbid you hold... Listen, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, whoa. Ma'am. I'm sorry, what? Okay, whatever,
I'm nobody's ma'am. I'm like, whoa. Whoa. Or a dude could freak out and like, you know what I mean? Bump a girl. Don't even like... Excuse me, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Something like, it's damn,
very,
dude.
It's a very nasty world, but I think the only reason it's a nasty world is because that, you know, once again, the internet is an echo chamber, and Twitter is a good focus group. It doesn't mean everybody.
Yeah, but
a lot of the times, you just have these broken individuals who just find other broken individuals, and negativity is always going to breed the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Like,
misery loves company.
The greatest thing was going to have the most traction.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have a whole bunch of people being negative because they themselves are terrible. Yeah. It's gonna make them feel better just shitting on other people.
It's the misery of company.
But then if you fix yourself, you'll be all right. Like, most of you people who keep finding toxic individuals, it's probably
because you're toxic and that's what you like.
That's what you don't want to step out of your comfort zone.
But let's dive into it, because to be honest with you, everybody has a red flag that they are okay with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to...
It's a general red flag, but it may not be a red flag for you because just the way you operate, you're like, all right, motherfucker.
Everybody's like, red flag, red flag, red flag. I'm like, what the fuck? Shut up. Like, shut up about that shit, because it's like, you're talking about this one red flag, but you're knowing 10 green flags. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's no comparison.
What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? It's just because I do this, I don't like this. And it's like, I don't even get it sometimes. I'll be like, when did bitches get so choosy? Like,
And then when did men start complaining so much? It comes down to this. A lot of it is the internet, because what ends up happening is you see these relationships and you don't see that these people, they have their strikes, they have their fights, they have their struggles, but they always put their best front up. And then when they're up there and then they fall, people are just happy because they are never able to fucking accomplish anything.
Right.
And then the ones who are trying to follow them and be like them, when their relationships start to fall, they join that said group. Mm-hmm. It's all because they're looking on the internet trying to base the shit off the internet. No.
It's a comparison.
You need to find what makes you happy. Don't try to have this false fucking shit of what is the person that you would want.
Yeah.
That's why most of you are gonna die alone. It's gonna be hilarious.
But
in a nursing home without nobody visiting.
But that's what you see sometimes with people, because like you said, like with social media, like we look at this couple, we look at Jay-Z and Beyonce and like, oh, goals. We look at Will and Jada was goal. Yeah, exactly. Will and Jada was goals for what? How long? Until this shit happened?
They had an open marriage for years.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're
the Bible says stop idolizing humans.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are they goals? Because of, you know what I mean? Because trust me, if I was a millionaire, me and my girl would just have just as much love as they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'd be out at Turks and Caicos and all that other 100%. Shit, looking clean and crispy and shit. You know what I mean? But it's just, you know, that I don't understand, like, why is that, like, okay, so two people look good together. Okay, they could just say they look good together and call it a day.
I think it's just, it comes out to
It's comparison. Like, why do I feel like...
Hate.
I feel like that kind of, yeah, it definitely falls into that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, not self-hate, but I feel like it's insecurity, of course. You know what I mean?
Go online. Look at the men who complain about women. Look at the women who complain about men.
Mm-hmm.
Go to their fucking pages.
Ah.
These motherfuckers are ugly.
Ah, you're right.
They're out of shape.
You're right.
They're fucking hateful.
The dudes be worse.
They fucking, it's not even, it's like, first
dudes
of all,
be worse, though.
Here's the thing, though.
This big dude.
Nah, bro. You could be big and have swag and get bitches.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
but
that
it's
at all.
These motherfuckers.
I'm talking about them big gross niggas. You know what I mean?
You be sitting there and wash your ass for 3 days wondering why nobody want to talk to him. And then you got some bitch who, like, you may have one feature. And also, too, you've lived your life having a pussy, but you were young. Now you may be getting a little old and you starting to realize that nobody don't get... Listen. Everything has an expiration date.
No.
We all do, right? And you may be realizing that what you liked, you have reached the expiration for. So you need to expand your horizons.
And not for nothing. People,
because men have to do it too.
People have grown up. You know what I mean? Because like you could bash somebody from high school and then they turn out to be something completely different. And now look at you. You know what I mean? So it's
that
like
expiration date didn't run.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody has a different expiration date. But I don't think like that's the thing I think that or women have an issue with. They start to, first of all, you don't want to be treated special on one end, but then on one end, you do want to be treated special. Y'all need to figure out what the fuck you want.
No, you know what it
are
is?
Are you strong and independent? Or are you, or like...
They glorify the wrong...
I said that wrong. Sorry, go ahead.
They glorify the wrong things, basically. That's what it is. It's
so do fucking niggas. It's basically...
Because I could say, like, at least for when you see it, you know, like, different interviews or different clips and stuff like of that where, you know, obviously it could be taken out of context because you're just showing a small sample size, but, like, you see shit where it's like, you know, they're like,
No, it's both of them. I know what you're trying to say. Like, for instance, I was watching an interview on a Breakfast Club. It was a brother. He was a rapper. He was dating some other broad or whatever the case may be. They stopped fucking around. And then they asked why they stopped fucking around. He was like, well, first thing she is, she going on her phone. Like, she should be worried about me. Yada, yada, yada. Think Gorillaz. I don't know his name.
What, Finesse 2000?
I think so. Something like that. Like, that's what he was saying or whatever about it, right?
Yeah.
To me, how old are we?
Yeah, nah,
like that's it. So like when you talk about toxic masculinity or excuse me, like not toxic, but like when these bitches talk about like men that they end up getting with that then violate them and like whatever the case.
Okay, that's what I was
getting
at.
This is the nigga you choose.
No, but that's
you get what you get.
But that's what I was getting at. Hey! That's what I was getting at because it's the selection process, because it's like you glorify the wrong things. Because you want the thuggish dude versus the, you want a dude that scams and does all this shit versus a 9-to-5 dude. So then it's like when shit goes down and with that dude that you wanted, you're like you don't take accountability for what the fuck you got yourself into. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I was watching a video earlier when a girl, it's like a 19-year-old, she's in the back of the cop car, like crying and shit, not even handcuffed, crying and shit, and then like laughing to herself, talking to herself, and she was trying to move like, I think it was like 700 grand of heroin, you know what I mean? Like in Florida, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, she's just sitting in the truck, like laughing and like crying, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, this is, she's like, why do I get myself into these situations? I'm like, what do you mean? How do you not know that much heroin is in there? Like, come on. Like, you can't do that shit cluelessly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the saying? You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Yep. And where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, you did it to yourself.
But once, it's like I said, but then, because.
Like, any nigga who dates Larsa Pimpin, you did it to yourself. You did it to yourself.
Effectively, what we're trying to say here is, people, when you're going online and you're going on your stupid ass fucking rants and your fucking tribalism shit, just remember, before you start going on a rant of why women may not be shit or why men may not be shit, just make sure that you got at least something to stand on in your statement, because most of the time y'all come off sounding bitter, weak, and terrible, and that's why y'all are going to be single forever. You ain't going to ever have no one to say I love you at the end of the day and truthfully mean it. Why? Because y'all are terrible fucking people. And why would anybody want to go to sleep? Why would you be the last thing anybody wants to see and the first thing somebody see in the fucking morning? Why? Why would that be? You're pieces of shit.
And I think you just we need to denormalize the whole red flag shit and the whole toxic shit, man. Like, everything's a red flag. Oh, red flag. I'm like, bitch, shut up. Who even are you?
Let me tell you something.
You know what I'm saying?
My relationship, it's a legit red flag that popped up. Immediately, type shit.
Yeah.
For me, it was like, okay, we'll just see what goes on, whatever the case may be.
Right.
5 years later, still going strong. So y'all keep out here letting the internet tell y'all what the fuck to do. Go eat a dick. I am Dean, baby. That over there is the Madman Loafs. This is Black of the Berry. Peace, love, and chicken.
Get out of here. Holla at you, bitch.
I don't got nothing on here to do that, but popping regular shirts.
You know what I mean? Midnight Organic. Hey, 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 hey. There we go.